Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Thursday morning with Darren, Kerry and Sky. This feature right now brought to you by KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health, growing KwaZulu-Natal together.
As we continue to battle the scourge of COVID-19, we call upon any people who may notice any symptoms of this epidemic not to delay, but to come forward immediately in order to be screened and tested as soon as possible. These symptoms may include fever, dry cough, tiredness, or loss of taste and smell, amongst other symptoms. It is much better and safer to be quarantined or isolated at a government facility than at home, because should COVID-19 related complications set in, help will be close by. Government has worked hard to create thousands of beds for quarantine and isolation. There's still plenty of space available. For more information on how to access these beds, please visit our official website www.kznhealth.gov.za or our official Facebook page, which is KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health. It is in our hands. Working together, we will conquer COVID-19.
It is time for our health feature, where we have our health chat with the HOD for KZN Department of Health, Dr. Sandile Shabalala. And today, we'll look at the build-up to World AIDS Day. That's on the 1st of December. And also get an update about the COVID-19 cases. Good morning and welcome back to East Coast Radio. Mshengu.
Yebo, Mshengu.
Good morning, family. Good morning to the East Coast listeners.
HOD, let's first get an update on the COVID-19 cases. Lately, we have heard from the President and the National Minister of Health warning us about the resurgence of cases. How are we doing here in KZN?
In KZN, we are seeing a stability so far. We have had worrying areas, one a day in Ilembe, one a day in Durban. Also, we have seen some behaviors among students. However, we are much, much better than other provinces, Eastern Cape in particular. So we're still stable. We're not at an alert level. We're not at a resurgence.
Just quickly, we're entering December, boss, and in terms of KZN, the whole country seems to flock to our beaches and all that kind of stuff. I mean, what's going to happen on the 1st of Jan, 2nd of Jan on the beach is going to be quite hectic. Do you guys have any plan to minimize the risk of all the new infections over the festive season? Especially, what's the plan for crowded areas?
We have a plan that we've developed for not only the Department of Health, but the whole province. All the departments are going to be involved. More engagements are going to happen with also the local municipalities. And we are going to be urging people to, while enjoying themselves, remember the issues of the precautions. But at the same time, we are implementing a plan that looks beyond the festive season. Remember, there are other people that will be coming from other provinces who will have to accommodate and take care of. And after that, we must see whether we remain with more cases. So our plan goes even beyond the festive season.
And then, Mshengu, I just wanted to ask you quickly about December the 1st being World AIDS Day. Anything coming up that we need to know about in preparation for that day?
There are events coming up. Remember, there is 16 days of activism. It remains there. There is the World AIDS Day on the 1st. There is the International Day for the Disabled, which is on the 3rd of December. There are events coming, but I'm not the right person to speak to them. The MEC, the Premier, and all my principals will speak to it, and then all the activities will then be announced.
Thank you, Mshengu. All protocol observed. That brings us to the end of our conversation with Dr. Sandile Shabalala, HOD for the KZN Department of Health.
Darren, Kerry and Sky.